Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wake up, up, up.
Rise and shining, wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you
and you
and you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Do you want sandpaper or a grenade? Or do you want 220 grit or 150 grit? What are you talking about, Robert? This is an incredible story. Just saw this on Yahoo News through Reuters. This right here, I'm about to get into it, will just give you all you need to know about why you don't even need to bother reading or following the old lamestream media news where they talk about things, let's say, physiological with a pharmaceutical bent. A pharmaceutical bent that is twisted beyond recognition. It's the only way I can describe this. Anybody out there have IBS, irritable bowel syndrome? Yes, you can decide if you want. Do you want a grenade or do you want a nuclear bomb? Some drugs are less harsh than others for IBSs, according to a study. A look at past research suggests that certain drugs used to treat irritable bowel syndrome may come with fewer side effects as a price for providing relief. Amazing. The new findings based on 26 studies that compared benefits and harms of five different drugs used to treat IBS, a condition in which patients experience stomach pain with either diarrhea or constipation. Now, longtime listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show don't have problems with IBS because you know how to address it. You know that we've gone to the heart of what is starting it, and we remove that, and then we've got the heart of what stimulates the recovery of the inflammation, of the cells that have been damaged via inflammation, because we're removing the cause of the inflammation and we are healing the cells so that normalcy occurs and there's no more IBS. But here they're just arguing for, hey, we got this drug. It's not as brutal on you with side effects as the four other drugs. And it turns out that this study was done by the drug that they claim, or the maker of the drug that they claim, is like the 220 grit fine sandpaper instead of the 110. Right? You know, the grits of sandpaper, really, or just like I said, different explosives. We could go with napalm. Well, you don't want to do that. We could just do a little bit of kerosene instead. It's not as bad of a burn. So you got to see this. You got to read this to believe it. This was published in the American Journal of Medicine just yesterday. And you got it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So if you know anybody still going to gastroenterologist, you might want to have them listen to some of the shows we've done on gastrointestinal health and healing. Just a brief reminder, anything that you do, like L-glutamine, is excellent, of course. Anything that you do, like the silver hydrosol and aloe vera protocol I've covered from time to time here, excellent, because you're going to heal the tissue. But if you do those things and you completely neglect to remove the offending elements, those things that trigger the inflammation and keep it consistent and chronic, then you're just treating or managing symptoms, albeit holistically. Now you're doing it without any sandpaper at all. But if you expect that you'll get total recovery, permanent recovery, via the method of just replacing a natural substance that used to be a drug with a natural substance, that's not healing. That's symptom relief. That's symptom management with nicer things. That's okay. I'm better than nothing. But I'm here to tell you there's a whole different thing. So unless you start removing and reducing your exposure to vaccines, antibiotics, and pesticides, and herbicides, and fungicides, and gastroenterologists, and colorectal surgeons, you are going to have parts of your body removed that you don't want removed. And you're going to have external plastic bags holding things that you don't want to be outside of your body until you're ready to truly eliminate them the way your body was designed to through the planet Uranus. Let's just be bold and direct about that, shall we? And today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got some cool stuff happening. Hey, are you a little nervous about flying? We got Jim Babb coming on from WeWon'tFly.com. He's going to be at the Nullify Now event in Philadelphia, where I'll be along with Sheriff Richard Mack, Tom Woods, and more. Michael Bolden and the gang. It's going to be awesome. Better than cool in the gang, Michael Bolden and the gang at the 10th Amendment Center. And next hour, Tom Mullen is going to be joining us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to talk about the things the old media doesn't want you to know about the Ron Paul campaign for the presidency. What about those delegates, huh? Does he really only have 50? We're going to find out the real facts about the fact that Ron Paul, yes, he can win the nomination. We'll tell you how with Tom Mullen a little later in the program. But as I said, Jim Babb's coming up. We're going to take a call on someone that needs knee surgery but can't have it because of diabetes, as well as any of you know any children with autism. We're going to do a little solving of a mystery here with a child that has dandruff that doesn't seem to want to go away. So that's cool. Lots of great stuff happening. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Remember, if you've got gastrointestinal distress, once you're on the road to recovery, remember the Dr. O'Hare's probiotics from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Thank you all for being here. This is a place where we rock the health world every day like nowhere else in media. I'm glad you're with me. Say thanks to the sponsors. Coming right back after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Phone number here, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Operators are standing by 24-7. Actually, technically they are. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave a question, leave a comment, and we'll eventually get to you. And this is what we're going to do this segment. In fact, I got a call I wanted to take from a 70-year-old gentleman dealing with some things that are not too uncommon in the wild western world that we live in. And let's get right to his call.
My name is Dexter Welch, and I was going to have knee surgery, and my blood sugar is 8.9. And the doctor said that they wouldn't operate on my knee because I'm bone to bone because my blood sugar is too high. And I'd like to know what I can do to lower my blood sugar. And another problem I have fatty liver, and I am age 70.
All right, Dexter, let's see what we can do to help you out here. Remember, I'm not playing your doctor on TV or on radio, just giving you educational information. I know you're asking about it. I believe that it is your birthright to know your options. And, of course, what you decide to do with that is between you and your doc or non-doc, depending on which way you go, Dex. So thank you for calling, by the way. Now, we're dealing with someone with knees that are just gone, basically. The cartilage is, as you said, bone on bone. I can't imagine the pain that you must be going through, Dexter. I feel for you. And obviously that's why you want at this point the surgical intervention. I'm not a big fan of these things, but I certainly know once you wore out these parts, it's quite difficult. I'm not going to say it's impossible, but difficult to regenerate to this level or this degree. However, I always recommend that we look to shoring up the minerals that have been lost for so many years. Indeed, the magnesium, indeed, the silicon, the boron, sometimes they say calcium, but there's so many other minerals that are more important than calcium, quite honestly, in connective tissue integrity. Number one in my mind is always coming back to that whole food form, food grown form of silicon that I get from Alta Health products. And Jonathan, of course, has that at choosetobehealthy.com. Now, In addition, though, here, you know, we have a situation where Dexter says he's 70, bone on bone. You know, I'm not thinking that he's going to work the months to a couple of years to rebuild that much of the breakdown of the connective tissue integrity there on the knees. So given that set of circumstances, let's see what we can do to help Dex out in terms of blood sugar. Said high blood sugar, we're not going to operate on you because it's too risky. And this is a case of whether he has out-and-out diabetes or whether he's got pre-diabetes or whatever the doctors want to call it in this case. The reality is, at 70, you are likely deficient of that very essential trace mineral known as chromium that can only be replaced fully and totally and appropriately by the food-grown form of that chromium molecule, which we call the glucose tolerance factor form of chromium. But there are forms out there that are unfortunately inferior and somewhat synthetic in that they have to bind these things together, utilizing picolinic acid in the case of chromium picolinate, which, for those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, picolinic acid is just a cellular waste product. It's metabolic waste. It's cellular poop, to say it delicately. And to bind that with chromium is just ludicrous, but that U.S. government has a patent on it. That's why you hear about it. Chromium chloride is another form that you might see, and it's somewhat effective. I mean, you'll get some absorption, but not fully. And there's also the polynicotinate form, which is also mildly used, but wildly not used fully by the body. So if we look for a truly food-grown form, remember the controversy we've had recently with New Chapter being bought out by Procter & Gamble. I just hope that MegaFood or Innate Response Biosan is going to be able to meet the demand as people transition to the company that I've been utilizing for many years. And I would encourage you, Dexter, if you have not already, to call Jonathan at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, and begin to get the microgram dosages. They come in 100 microgram little tablets. They're food concentrate. And the reason why they're not 200 micrograms is because you can't really absorb 200 micrograms at a time, according to the studies that were done. So if you're taking, like, New Chapter had a 200, and some people would say, I can't find MegaFood, so I'm not in New Chapter. Now, of course, we're going to want you to get off of that based on what we know of Procter & Gamble buying them. But the 200 microgram, I would always say, cut it in half. You'll get more out of it. You'll get full benefit out of it, and just take half three times a day. Now, in this case, you just take a whole one of the Biosan innate response formula or MegaFood form, 100 micrograms three times a day, and you'll see that your blood sugar levels will begin to drop. So if you're on medication and you're neutrophying suddenly with this form of chromium that actually works, you want to modulate or, you know, really moderate, watch, pay attention to your levels, because the same amount of medicine will probably have too much of an impact in lowering your blood sugar if you are on any medication to lower it. So that's a caveat to be aware of. It's not like a side effect. It's a side benefit of the fact that you'll need less and less of medicine if you need any at all, to the point where maybe you'll be able to get rid of it altogether. Now, I always have to add my homeopathic favorites for the pancreas, because we're dealing with pancreatic issues, and it, of course, is dependent upon the chromium that may or may not be there, most likely not. But once you get it in there, we also can accelerate, and I utilized this long before I knew about the GTF chromium, the homeopathic forms of iris and lycopodium. Lycopodium is the club moss. You can see it in the Materia Medica. And both of these have an impact on the gastrointestinal system as well as the pancreas. So homeopathic, lycopodium, homeopathic iris. You can give them in concert together. You can, you know, flip-flop one or the other. You can use, you know, the lycopodium one day, the iris the next. You know, I understand there are dogmatic homeopaths that get mad at me when I say this kind of thing. But I'm talking not about using 1M potencies. I'm really going with the attenuations that are very, what we call low attenuations or low potencies. We don't need to kick the thing into massive gear with even 30X or 30C. My preference has been to use a 6X, 6C, 10X, 10C, 12C, 12X, 15X. And I've been able to adequately address all of these things homeopathically at that level. If all you can get is a 30, then use the 30. But I would utilize it prior to mealtime, because that's about the time when you're going to utilize that system, that area of function, much like what I would do with the GTF chromium, splitting it up throughout the day, 100 micrograms three times a day. In extreme cases, four times a day. So that should get you back on your feet, Dexter, in no time, or in a few weeks, you'll see some changes. to a few months where you might see full normalization. Now, this is not to neglect the need for dietary shift or dietary changes, because Dexter at 70, if you're hopped up on high fructose corn syrup, shame on you. I don't know that you are. So if you're not, no shame on you. But the point is, if you're on white refined flours, white refined pastas, these things that are like instant sugar high, sugar rushes, these are the things that are going to also precipitate the diabetic response, because there's no chromium left in those white refined flours. Yeah, I'm talking too much here. What is this? Super Don, help me out here. Refined flour products. Because also you're going to have high levels of cadmium often in these refined flour products. All right? I just say it fast. Refined products. Refined flour. You know what I'm saying. And so the cadmium will deplete your levels of selenium. And selenium is something that is lacking in the soils. It's not even as high in content in Brazil nuts as it once was. So take that into consideration, Dex, and I'd love to hear back from you. Also, consider high-dose administration of essential fatty acids like EPA and DHA upwards or over 3,000 milligrams combined a day, because that also has a combined powerful impact on reducing inflammation, along with curcumin, which you know this is an Indian spice that is quite powerful in reducing inflammation. Number of things you can do in addition to that, but I need to take a break here. When we come back from this break, in fact, if you're going to put metal knees into you, Dexter, now you're going to have to go through massive x-ray screening and beyond. They're going to start feeling you up at the TSA. Unless we listen to what my next guest talks about. He's from WeWon'tFly.com. Heading into the 10th Amendment Center's nullifynow.com. You'll check it out. Philadelphia this Saturday, the 31st of March. Jim Babb will be there as one of the speakers from WeWon'tFly.com. He joins us next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, this weekend we're going to be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Home of the Liberty Bell. The Liberty Bell's going to be at the Liberty Bell. No, we're going to be there for the 10th Amendment Center's special event, Nullify Now. The tour continues. Philadelphia coming up. Look forward to seeing you all there. Who else is going to be there? Of course, we talked to Tom Woods. We'll talk to Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack. Also, somebody very special. Anybody who has been through the TSA knows how horrible an experience it is to travel compared to what it used to be here in America, even with the security that theater that they had over the years. It's gotten much worse, but there are people out there trying to do something about it, trying to teach you how to do something about it. And we got one of those people on right now, and he is also going to be at the Nullify Now event in Philadelphia. His name is James Babb. Jim Babb, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Thank you, Jim. Now, you have the website We Won't Fly, wewontfly.com. I've got it linked up in today's show notes. Act now, travel with dignity. The question is, how is it possible to travel with dignity when the TSA wants to grope you and see you naked?
Well, that certainly presents a challenge if you're going to travel by air. But our strategy is basically to say, look, if you want to protect yourself and protect your family from the radiation strip search and potential sexual assault, you need to just avoid the airport. You need to not fly until this threat is contained. And that is very inconvenient for many people. But for myself and for my family, that is the only way that we can avoid those blue-shirted goons.
Yes, I know. It's difficult unless you have an injury and can't raise your arms above your head, or you elect to opt out and they get felt up. You can't avoid the radiation that they say is safe. Of course, we find here that claim is specious at best. And the reality is even the goon TSA squad, if you try to warn them, which I have on numerous occasions just because it's my nature as a healer, about the dangers of the radiation that they're standing right next to, they just go very nonchalantly and say, well, they don't even acknowledge that you've said anything nice to them. And in many cases, they just say, well, I just got to do something to get paid.
It's sad, but that's true. And I think even if they wanted to, they're forbidden by TSA regulations to even bring their own dosimeter. So they're definitely making sure that their own employees aren't even aware of the threat they're being exposed to.
Yeah, and so if you show them compassion, maybe occasionally you'll get some kind of human interaction with them. I acknowledge they're probably getting trained on how to smile at people as they feel them up or send them in for a mammogram. But that doesn't take away from the fact that the Fourth Amendment is being violated here, among others.
Absolutely, and that's my main concern. The health concern is certainly important, but they could tell me it's good for me, and I would still find what they're doing to be completely outrageous. The idea of a strip search, and it is a strip search, the scans that they're taking are so detailed that they can tell if a man is circumcised or not, or if a woman is menstruating. And that's men, women, children, and then some creepy guys watching these images in a back room. No, definitely not for me, not for my family. There's just no way that I'm going to voluntarily submit myself to that kind of invasive search without a warrant, without the slightest bit of probable cause, and without my consent. So, it's amazing that they're able to get away with this, but they've declared the Fourth Amendment null and void. Hmm. And are just going to continue about their business until somebody stops them.
But Jim, they recently said that 12-year-olds and under don't have to take their shoes off. Aren't you overreacting?
Right, we're supposed to feel better about that. See, we've heard that they say, look, we've listened to the complaints and we're going to change our procedures for children. We're not going to make them take their shoes off. Maybe, but we will put our hand in their pants. They don't get it. They don't even get it, or they're just stonewalling us with their PR, and they're thinking this will diffuse the critics. No, absolutely not. It's not about taking our laptops out of our bag. It's not about taking our shoes off. These are just minor inconveniences that, of course, I object to. I've always objected to those. Even those searches are completely warrantless and would enrage me. I could barely tolerate that before they started with these nude scans and the feel ups. That was about, you know, my wife would give me a hard time when we travel. She'd be like, "Now just don't say anything." She'd say, "Just be quiet. Just don't say anything. We got to get through this."
Right.
Because I'd want to ask them for their search warrant. I'm sorry, do you have a search warrant?
Yeah, now if you do that, even in a joking manner, you're taken out for extra, plunder. I don't know what it would be at this point. By the way, we're talking with Jim Babb. He's with WeWon'tFly.com. He'll be speaking at Nullify Now, the event coming up Saturday, March 31st. I'll be there as a keynote speaker in the morning, as well as Sheriff Richard Mack, Tom Woods, and others. And we're going to be highlighting some of those people this week as we gear up for the 10th Amendment, the reactivation of the 10th Amendment. And, Jim, I'm certainly glad you're here with me. Now, the economic impact to not only tourism coming from abroad, but the business travelers that are now not traveling. You're encouraging people not to as well, to send a message. I mean, do you think that the airlines would at one point get the message and say, "Listen, we're going to go under if this thing keeps going this way," or are they just completely out to lunch on this?
I'm afraid they are out to lunch on this. There was an interesting report that I read from the National Travelers Union that estimated that the security theater is costing the travel industry over $85 billion a year. That's people that are just not traveling, but that's included the rental cars, the hotels, everything that comes with these trips that aren't happening. People are deciding to have an online conference instead of a real life conference. People are, instead of having a monthly, you know, or a quarterly sales meeting where a company flies all their reps in, they're finding out there's new web tools to have a same kind of conference without all the expense and the humiliation of air travel. So, you know, the hope that I see, you know, the airlines, sure, it's going to impact them, but they'll just ask for another bailout.
Right.
And in the end, why would they want to bear the personal cost for the security of their business like the rest of us do if they can shuffle that off onto tax victims?
So TSA is basically another form of welfare for the airlines who don't want to pay for their own security, hopefully not theater.
Yeah, and it also, you know, it limits their liability. You know, if something were to happen, they can say, "Hey, don't look at us. You know, it's TSA. We just have to do what they say." So I don't really expect them to, you know, to be leading the charge on this. Now, it is affecting them financially, though. But the hope that I have is that, okay, here's $85 billion a year that the travel industry is losing. Now, I see that as $85 billion on the table for some really smart entrepreneur to give us a workaround. And hopefully, as that number grows, the incentive will grow. Now, already we have different alternatives available. I mean, certainly you can get in your car and drive. Amtrak, I consider barely acceptable as a travel alternative, and in many cases not acceptable. But people are doing interesting things with finding new ways to share private planes, creating websites where people can post, okay, I want to travel here. Somebody else says, I have a plane, I'm going there. And this is as these networks grow, that's a small opportunity.
They'll call it the gun show loophole and try to ban it soon.
Well, but you know what? Entrepreneurs will always be a step ahead. So
yes.
It's not the end game. It's not the best solution. But I have a lot more hope in the creative thinking of entrepreneurs than I do in politicians to come up with a solution. So that's my only bit of, you know, that's kind of the silver lining out there. You know, and like I mentioned, the online conferences. You know, I've participated in a recent conference called Agora.io, which was basically an online conference with like 80 speakers in a weekend on four different live channels, all streaming online with interactive chat. Hundreds and hundreds of people were able to come together, see some of the most incredible speakers, and still interact with each other for no cost, no travel, no hotels, no, you know, no rental car, no, I mean, no expenses at all. And this is a workaround. That's an entrepreneurial workaround. It's
sure.
not perfect, but this yeah. is, this is what we need. We need the entrepreneurs to step and be like, you know what? People want to travel. If I'm one of the guys that comes up with it, gee, I could make some money. For instance, many airports, you might be surprised, don't have TSA. They don't have scanners. They don't have gropers. And the chance of an assault is much smaller at certain airports. Why not, you know, if I had a travel agent friend, I'd say, hey, why don't you start a travel agency that advertises TSA-free travel? Where do you want to go?
Right. Yeah.
I've got a, here's family vacation plans to Florida where you're not going to risk a blue glove assault. To me, that's an emerging market. I'd love to see somebody pick that up and run with it because there are people that do need to travel, and I'm sure they would pay a pretty penny for the for that added benefit of, oh, and by the way, you're not going to be gate raped. I see that as a huge potential.
Sure. Now, Jim, it seems to me that if there's an intent behind this, it may be the clamp down on the freedom of movement. I mean, the end result is certainly that. It's limiting people the ability to travel, which is an essential part of any free society. And that ability to travel simply, and I don't mean freely in the sense that it doesn't cost, we're not talking about socialized travel, but freely move about the cabin, so to speak, is being severely curtailed, which means that we are devolving into a police state. And I know that might be an obvious thing to say, but it must be said again.
Absolutely correct. And that's why this must be opposed at every turn. This is so much bigger than just about flying, because we're conditioning people to accept that travel is a privilege granted by government instead of an inalienable right. And this is a fundamental shift that is so damaging, so horrible. It means that people are accepting it. I mean, the TSA is rolling out Viper teams on the highway. They're slithering into train stations with this. They're basically conditioning the populace to reflexively obey any type of search, any type of checkpoint. You know, a guy in a badge says, you know, show me what's in your bag, and they jump to attention.
No one, yeah, very rarely do you find a person that would say, do you have a warrant, for instance? Do you have probable cause to even ask me to see that? This is something that if it's lost, it's lost not because government took it away. It's because the people willingly acquiesced by rolling over and saying, yes, sir, no, sir, whatever you want to do, sir.
That's exactly right. And, you know, while I, you know, sort of we make jokes about the TSA and we want to change the TSA and we want to expose what they're doing. But really, our message has to be to the individual people out there. You know, just resist. Do not comply. You don't have to comply. If you're going to go to the airport and you must travel by air, say no. I'm not subjecting myself to that radiation strip search. And no, I'm not going to be felt up. And if you touch me inappropriately, I'm going to call the police and I'm going to speak to a sex crimes detective and I'm going to ask to have you prosecuted. You know, whatever you have to do. If you see them on the highway, you say no. I will not consent. If they're in the train station, you turn around and walk away. You just, you know, the people are going to get as much tyranny as they tolerate.
Sure. Jim, what kind of success, if any, have we heard from people that have basically, let's say, called local authorities and made a claim of a crime in progress, you know, whether it be a gate rape or whether it be something else in that regard that has actually been followed through on, or has everything been dismissed because they say, well, federal supremacy, the TSA is allowed to do whatever they want?
I've only heard a few anecdotal stories of success, and I was not able to verify them. So I'm going to say, to my knowledge, virtually none, but I would still continue down this road. Now, people have succeeded in just, you know, they might not be able to fly that day. That's going to be the worst thing that happens. You might come back the next day and be able to fly. They hold that over people's head. Well, you want to fly today, you're going to obey. And most people are ready, you know, they need to, you know, you go to the airport because you got to get somewhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd love to see people just challenge that. You know, go to the airport, buy a ticket that's refundable. You know, go to the airport sure. with your friends with refundable tickets just to see what happens. Just to say, no, no, not doing it, not doing it. And who cares if you miss your flight? It's refundable. But
that's an interesting strategy to start stretching it and pushing it in that regard. These are levels of civil disobedience that certainly will harm no one, but may bring to light some horrific behaviors and actions that are prohibiting the free movement, if you will, of American citizens or people from abroad that have no links whatsoever to terrorism. In fact, we have argued here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that the government is exerting terroristic type threats and fear against the population more than any people are doing it against the government.
Absolutely true. But of course, that's what they do. You know, that's everything they do. So that, you know, there's no surprise there. And to even call this type of action civil disobedience is kind of funny when you think about it. Hi, I'm going to go somewhere and I'm going to tell them I'm not going to be felt up. And we call that civil disobedience.
Yeah,
that shows how
bizarre.
Far we've come.
It really is bizarre. Well, if they go to wewon'tfly.com, and they certainly will, I've got the links up at robertscottbell.com in today's show notes. What kind of things can they learn? Can they share some stories? Can they sign up for an email alert system? What can they do there?
Well, I recommend if people drop by. We do have a blog, but most of the really interesting things happen on our Facebook page. We do definitely want to hear about people's stories, and we can share those and spread those around. I mean, ultimately, that's what has made We Won't Fly successful on the internet, is because we just started sharing people's stories. People would send us videos of what happened to them. And that's really what has just totally caught on. I mean, we haven't really done anything special except help share those stories. And those stories have, you know, when they go, they explode all over the internet. People can't believe what they see. I mean, just look at that recent video that came out. I think the video was from 2010, but it recently came out of that poor child in the wheelchair.
Right.
I think that went to millions of hits in a short period of time.
Yes.
You know, this is what people can't believe. This is what is going to turn public opinion. You know, I just want people to know, okay, you see that, you feel that outrage. Well, what are you going to do about it? And I think something that's interesting about this Nullify Now conference is it's presenting several different fronts of action. And I don't know which one is going to be successful, whether it's a state level nullification. We've seen some interesting battles there, like Texas came very close. They're still fighting it out. Some other states are going to be, you know, trying to put their foot down. I don't know if that's going to work because the feds have so many carrots, so many sticks.
Yes.
And you know, state politicians are about as trustworthy as a federal politician. So it's a tough one. I'm looking forward to seeing Sheriff Mack, because I have a little bit more hope in a county level resistance. And, you know, if we had just, you know, a traditional sheriff of, you know, would Andy Griffith sit around and let this happen if the airport was in Mayberry? I don't think so.
Right.
Some, you know, I'm interested to hear what he has to say. Could we get a sheriff to just stand up and say, you know what, we're no longer tolerating this involuntary assault and search. And, you know, if a sheriff in one of these districts stood up, it would create a very interesting showdown.
Yes.
And again, the sticks and carrots would come out, but it would take a much smaller group of people necessary with integrity to put their foot down.
Yes.
So I'm really curious to see how that's going to go. In my presentation, I'm going to try to extend the idea of nullification into personal nullification. I mean, we have state level, we have county level, but personal nullification is kind of what we've talked about, where we just agree that, like, okay, I'm a single individual, and I'm just going to say no. And if we band together and we all refuse to comply, it's nullified. It's not going to work anymore when people stop allowing it to work.
Beautiful.
So I think that's going to be what I hope to bring to the solutions.
I am looking forward to it. So everybody, come on down to Philadelphia, PA. This is coming up, Pennsylvania, as they know it. It is coming up Saturday, March 31st. Jim Babb will be there from WeWon'tFly.com. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. I've got the link up to your Facebook page as well in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. So, Jim, thanks for everything that you're doing out there to help make travel a legitimately safe thing to do, as opposed to one where we risk some crimes against us by the very government that is designed, supposedly, constitutionally, to defend us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Up next, if you have acne, does that mean the government and TSA agents are going to think you're a terrorist? Or could it mean You've got other problems deeper down inside you. That story coming up after the break.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Ph.D., founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Could acne be the next telltale sign that you're a terrorist? Well, no, not actually, but it could be the sign that you have ADHD. ADHD acne is linked. That's right, according to Web Moment of Duh, where they say better information, better health. Largely, it's a propagandistic type information leading to worse health. But here's a case in point where they may be onto something, but they have no idea where they're onto something. So let me explain it to you, right? Here we go. March 22nd, 2012, out of San Diego, this story comes. Study: people with acne more likely to have ADHD compared to people with other skin conditions. Could acne be a sign of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder? That's what they're asking. Yes, a Canadian psychiatrist whose study shows that people with acne are substantially more likely to have ADHD than people with other skin problems. Quote from one of the researchers, a Dr. Gupta. He's out of the University of West Ontario in London, Ontario. That is not London, England. Acne patients should be screened for ADHD, especially if they complain about classic symptoms such as trouble paying attention and impulsivity. Acne, screen, how do you screen for ADHD? Do they not know that there are no screening methods by which you can you take blood to determine if somebody has ADHD? Can you take a hair sample, a saliva sample, a urine sample? Can you scrape some cells from your cheek just to find out? No, you can't do any of that. And yet they're saying here that they can somehow screen you for ADHD if you have acne. Now, I'm going to explain to you why the acne ADHD link may be truthful and why, in fact, what is the pathway? What's involved here? Because they don't get it. They don't understand that the skin is merely a reflection. That largest organ on your body, the epithelial lining that covers you, that protects you from the outside world, the harsh outside world, is so critically important. Yet it is merely a reflection of that epithelial lining inside your gastrointestinal system, along with the general health function of the liver, your main organ of detoxification. Previous studies here in this article, they say, have linked acne to a number of psychiatric problems, including depression and eating disorders. Interesting. Acne linked to a lot of problems here, depression, eating disorders. Again, we're going to come back to the same thing I just said, liver, digestion, assimilation, elimination. So they went on and they looked at 950 million doctor's visits. I don't ask me how they did it. They must add some kind of supercomputer. Way danger, Will Robinson. Acne, Will Robinson. These conditions between 1995 2008 to see if any of the visits also involved a visit for ADHD. And more than 100 million visits involved a diagnosis of acne, and nearly 175 million involved atopic eczema, a condition characterized by red, itchy, and dry skin. Now, the Gupta here says they chose atopic eczema as a comparison group because it and acne both typically start in childhood. And the average age of patients with ADHD and acne studied was 15 years. The average age of patients with ADHD and atopic eczema was 11 years. So they're kind of establishing we're legitimate here. We really wanted to look at this and see if acne caused ADHD or was somehow correlated. Now, as we go on through this and they ask the question, is it just a coincidence? Well, I don't know. Here's another Dr. Adrelos, Zoe D. Adrelos. It just shows that common diseases in teens occur commonly. That's what it says. It shows that common diseases in teens occur commonly. Oh, can you bonk your head against the wall any harder? And that was a consulting professor of dermatology at Duke University School of Medicine in Durham. Acne and ADHD are both common in teens. So one has nothing to do. It's just a coincidence. You see, happy, unhappy coincidence, acne, dermatological coincidence with a psychiatric disorder that cannot be detected by any known biological test. That said, Drelos continues, acne can be disabling psychologically to teens. It sometimes gets too lightly. And in those cases where it's too lightly, the dermatologist is more than happy to guess what? Prescribe Accutane, a deadly liver intoxicant, to reduce the expression of acne. What is going on in acne? Yes, there are endocrine imbalances, but we cover those endocrine imbalances regularly here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, don't we? From bisphenol A to xenoestrogens to pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, to so many things that are causing these imbalances, including, guess what, pharmaceutical drugs. Not only directly, but indirectly. The direct ones, of course, are the birth control pills. But there are many more that are indirect, and they're imbalancing, let's say, aspect or effect on the endocrine system. But largely, we're seeing the antibiotics and vaccines damaging, once again, is this old news? It's not old news for the new listeners, the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I'm speaking to you right now. When you see someone with acne, here's the greatest example. I've mentioned this many times. People in Asia that eat a simple Asian diet, lots of fish, lots of sea vegetation, a native diet to their thing, not so much pesticide laden and such. They may have a lot of soy, but it's usually fermented or cultured in some way. They have beautiful pearl-looking skin, just the most gorgeous skin if you've ever seen some of the Asian people. When they come to America, one of the first things you see, especially in the young kids that were on their native Asian diet, they come to America and now they're on an American diet, a standard American diet, you'll see their faces break out into brutal, horrible acne, even cystic acne I've seen. And it is because the abject destruction that is occurring due to the toxins, albeit at small levels, Bruce Ames, you know who you are, parts per million, hundreds, thousands, millions of things at parts per million. What is it doing? Destroying the epithelial lining, disrupting the gut ecology, allowing for things to get into the blood that don't belong there, as well as causing the liver to have to process these toxic poisons in ways it is inadequately equipped to handle because these kids are suffering from mineral deficiencies, including selenium. So what we have is a compensation with acne. The body is signaling to you that something is trying to desperately get out of the body and can't do it normally through the excretory channels of the liver to the colon or the kidneys and excreted via the urine. And at that point, the skin becomes the largest detoxification organ escape mechanism method we have. And it will use it because that is the adaptation for survival. That is how nature works. It works for survival. It tries to restore some semblance of balance and normalcy. But all we dunderheaded human doctors can do is suppress the expression of these diseases. But then again, now, why ADHD? Once again, you start having leaky gut syndrome. You start absorbing excitotoxins, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, all of these things that affect the nervous system. They pass through because of the gut porosity issue with leaky gut, etc., inflammation of the epithelium, you now have these things entering into the bloodstream, transiting through, affecting the neurological system, even the brain. Don't give me blood-brain barrier. Poppycock. Those things are transiting. And on top of that, these kids largely have fat deficiencies, especially essential fat deficiencies because they've been told that fat is bad and these parents are putting them on low-fat diets. Even today, they're putting kids on low-fat diet, low-fat milk, intoxicating, endocrine-disrupting, pasteurized, homogenized, hormone-infested, synthetically, I say, milk, rather than, if you do milk, organic, raw, real milk, which changes the equation. Fat can heal tissue, can heal the lining. Which is why we come back to, if I see acne, I'm going to be working right away with the liver. I'm going to increase selenium levels. I am going to do homeopathic detoxification protocols. I am going to do far infrared heat saunas if I can. I am going to include the silver hydrosol aloe vera protocol to heal the gut ecology. The villi that have been destroyed. We've got to rebuild the forest, regrow the forest, so that then we can use our Dr. O'Hara's that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com to begin correcting the imbalance and having it situate the healthy microflora, the microbiome, so that proper assimilation occurs, digestion occurs, as well as proper immune function occurs. And then we see the elimination of the expression of acne and ADHD. That's a simple version, but that's what we do here. We keep it simple on the Robert Scott Bell Show, do we not? Next hour coming up, we have Tom Mullen returning. A return to common sense that he's written about is excellent. And we're going to talk about the delegate issue, that which the mainstream old lame media does not want you to know about Ron Paul and the fact that he is winning behind the scenes. We're going to tell you all about that and more next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
We can always party on our own.
So raise
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So raise your glass if you are wrong. In the right ways all night.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yesterday, Mike Adams released a brilliant piece again in Natural News. And those of you who are not getting it, it's amazing. If you've discovered the Robert Scott Bell Show and you don't yet get Natural News updates, my goodness, what are you waiting for? In addition, I want to remind you at naturalnewsradio.com, if you're listening live or downloading the archives and listening later, you can also enter your email address. So any shows that you have intriguing starting points, ending points, middle points that you definitely don't want to miss, you'll get that in your inbox Monday through Friday as well. In addition, you go to the Robert Scott Bell Show website at robertscottbell.com in order to be plugged in as well to my Sunday show on GCN. So you never miss. 6 days a week, there's all kinds of healing going on. All of this empowering you. Now, Mike Adams wrote a piece, called it 100 Trayvons a Day, Why the Real Murder of Blacks is Carried Out by Pharmaceutical Companies, Vaccines, and Cancer Clinics. And I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to Mike Adams, Health Ranger, doing an incredible job. Just another brilliant piece of deductive reasoning from Mike Adams, and that is the point. Now, the tragedy of this shooting, this killing, is bad enough. Nothing can diminish it. That's not what he was doing. It's not what I am about to do either. But it's to recognize the larger threat that is happening every day with no outrage, no picketing, nobody's threatening to boycott anything. And what is that? That happens to be the Fear and Death Administration, or the Food and Drug Administration, and their promotion, along with the CDC, along with the pharmaceutical industrial complex at large, along with many allopathic medical doctors, to target inner city youth, the poorest among us, the minority populations, for if not outright termination, certainly the induction of disease via iatrogenesis, which is a fancy way of saying disease caused by modern medicine, whether it be vaccines, whether it be antibiotics, whether it be any number of psychoactive drugs or psychotropic drugs or these stimulants to the brain like the Ritalin. And they're targeting. And they'll let anybody do it just about. But the reality is, this is the unspoken, the outrage that is not there. The media may cover this and demagogue the issue. It's bad, yes, but every day, in fact, thousands. And in terms of the entire year, according to Death by Modern Medicine, 784,000 Americans. I haven't seen a breakdown of that to say how many were black, Hispanic. I don't tend to like to go for the subcategories of humans. That's just me. But I will say, in this case, of course, it seems to be racially tinged and racially charged, the issue. So I do want to acknowledge Mike and his writing about this and bringing it to that bigger outrage, that more focused outrage to target Merck, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and why they're not focal pointing on the lack of sunlight, why they're not focal pointing on the lack of nutrition. And you don't hear this from Jesse Jackson or any of these leaders, whether they are or not legitimate leaders of any sub-communities, dividing people. You know, we talked about Marion Godboldo here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Natural News was all over that story. These are things that are important to us, not the color of the skin or whether you originated from America or not. And recognizing who the enemy is, who wants us all enslaved. Now it's not just a matter of black, white, or yellow, or red, or any other color. It's about the overlords, the wise overlords. We must accept them for all. They know everything. They know about drugs. We must be drug deficient. Take our drugs. Oh, we don't have enough vaccines in our system. Hey, we need some more mercury. The overlords say it's okay. And when the official story says that vaccines don't cause autism, you know that story is there to protect the officials who are actually inducing the autism. So there's a lot to be aware of. I've got the story linked up. I do hope you read it. And then there's another bit of good news here. Backyard flower farmers' persistence leads to passage of Food and Flowers Freedom Act. Yeah, very cool. This is where we talk about local activity, local action. You don't have to go up to the Supreme Court. You don't have to go to the federal Congress. You don't have to go to your senators. You can actually do something on a local level that makes a difference. And now, Tara Kala of Silver Lake, California, can grow her organic flowers in the city of Los Angeles. So this is very exciting. Great, positive, uplifting story for you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. Kind of reminds me of the think global but act local concept, and that is where we are winning. So back to the phones we go now, 866-939-BELL. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All the stories linked up at robertscottbell.com. Do that, 866-939-BELL. Here's a call. These are the kind of calls I don't like to take, but I need to because I want to help these kids that are in the autistics or the autism spectrum. But it's sad that we're still dealing with this. That means a lot of people have not yet downloaded the vaccine seminar that John Rappaport and I did, all the things they don't want you to hear, vaccines armed and dangerous. Go to webc.com or click on the link at robertscottbell.com. Life-changing. We should not have any more children being subjected to this medical experimentation known as vaccines. But anyway, to the phones we go.
Hello, Robert. My name is Joy, and I'm calling about my granddaughter. She is autistic, and for a year now, she has dandruff, but it's not really plain dandruff. You can wash her hair, grease it, and the skin will flake up real thick and still flake up. This has been going on for a year now. I don't know if it's due to the autism and the heavy metals, maybe she need to be detoxed. And I wanted to ask you about the coffee enemas. Are they? Can you give them to children? Because I really would like to know, you know, how I can help, because I had itches a lot. As soon as you wash it, it's flaking, always flaking. Like I put olive oil on it, and it'll keep it about the best, but it will flake. I have to do it every day and maybe even twice a day to keep it from flaking bad.
All right, Joy. Well, you actually are paying attention if you mention detoxification and if you mention the mercury as well, because these are classic symptoms of mercury or heavy metal toxicity and poisoning. The fast reproducing cells of the skin, the hair, the nails, etc., are most impacted when we deal with mercury and other heavy metals. So you are right on the money there. You asked about detoxification and you mentioned coffee enemas. While there is no contraindication that I'm aware of for utilizing them even in children, the reality is trying to do it appropriately in a child is very difficult because to retain the fluid given that way via enema is very difficult for a child to do because the urge to eliminate is very strong. The nerve signal gets there and immediately, and we like to hold it in on your left side for about 18 minutes. So I don't know if that would be the most efficient means by which I would detox a child utilizing coffee enemas. However, there are other good news scenarios that we could utilize. If a child is old enough to do far infrared, we don't want to overheat them. But again, you did not tell me the age of this child, so I don't know. But under close supervision, to sweat these things out also can be good for a child. But I would utilize homeopathic medicine. Absolutely use homeopathic medicine, the safest, most gentle, yet most powerful way to trigger the release of certain heavy metals, including mercury. And there are mercury heavy metal detox formulas from King Bio. We talked about it many times. If you haven't, go back and listen to some of our detox discussions with Dr. Frank King in the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do the Healing Revolution every Friday. There are specific remedies I'm going to bring up, so get ready with your pencil, your paper, whatever, to write them down, because I want you to pay close attention to some of these that I'm going to list for you. Now, the detox is critical because the heavy metals in this case, to me, very apparent, are impacting this. You can certainly wash, but the whole thing is happening, in fact, from an internal milieu perspective. The body is trying to throw these things out through the skin. Now, utilizing olive oil, some people do with success. Coconut oil, topically, can be very helpful here, and that would be something I would consider as well. But the and by the way, the silver gel or the silver hydrosol, fantastic for its regenerative properties of the skin, so that can be utilized as well. But remember, all of these things are superficial until we get inside the body and address what has happened here. And we would most definitely want to increase selenium levels in this child, utilizing the food-grown form so we do not risk toxicity. Some people still freak out about it, but I will encourage you to call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And in that way, you can not only get the selenium that is food grown, and my kids chew them up because they don't like to swallow these tablets, but they'll chew them up and it's food. It's not synthetic, so it's not a problem. But however you can get in there, grind it up, put it in a smoothie or juice, whatever you can do, that'll be terrific. At least 100 micrograms a day, depending on the age of a child, I can go up to 200 or even more. I know people will freak out because they are worried about selenium toxicity, but I would urge you to read the book by Christopher Barr that you can get at choosetobehealthy.com, and you'll get past the garbage, the junk science telling you about the wrong forms of selenium and how dangerous they are, whereas they don't really acknowledge appropriately in the journals like we do here about the safer forms of selenium, much less the clinical experience we have with no selenotoxicity. So we can address that. Why selenium? Because it's critical to bind out the heavy metals like mercury, cadmium, arsenic, lead, etc. And speaking of arsenic, homeopathic arsenic is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal in the form of arsenicum album. It's one of the classic remedies that I would give in these cases. Also, I would consider homeopathic rust toxicodendron. Now, you mentioned itching. Uncontrollable itching is most appropriately, let's say, reversed or reduced by the use of a homeopathic medicine known as Mezerium. M as in Mary, E-Z-E-R-E-U-M as in Mary, Mezerium. So that would be excellent. There are additional remedies that can be considered in addition. I'll mention them. Antimonium crudum, antimonium crude, graphite, sepia even, and sulfur iodatum. Those are just a few, and I have them listed in the blog notes today for you, Joy, to help out your granddaughter suffering in this way. Also consider the use of colostrum. We have the immune tree colostrum. You can give your granddaughter the colostrum lozenges to help repair a lot of the damage that's caused by the heavy metals and vaccination. So please, please consider that. Get a hold of Immune Tree at ImmuneTree.com and you can check it out there. They'll even send you a few sample lozenges if you want to try them out. But they're terrific. We have them at home. We love them. So we'll be right back. We've got Tom Mullen coming up this hour. And in fact, it's coming up next. We're going to talk about a little political healing. Ron Paul and the delegate count. What the media is not telling you, we are going to tell you next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? Immune Tree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Ph.D., founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We're getting a lot of questions about the delegate selection process of the GOP, and of course, a lot of controversy surrounding the limitations of, let's say, following the rules. Hey, who's following the rules? They don't like it unless their neocons get in. And so there's a lot of people in the Ron Paul crowd going, gee, are we even, is it even worth it to keep going? And then you might have seen Ron Paul on Jay Leno last week. I actually played some audio here on the Robert Scott Bell Show of that. And Tom Mullen, our good friend, who wrote A Return to Common Sense, he also wrote an article about that appearance, about the idea of a brokered convention, the fact that the delegate count is not correctly being reported by the mainstream old media. And lo and behold, the New American picks it up. U.S. News and World Reports picks it up. So what are we going to do? We're going to pick up Tom Mullen and have him back on the radio show here. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks for having me on.
It's great, and it's great to see that somebody's paying attention. Maybe it's not. Maybe we're giving away some secret. But then again, the Ron Paul campaign and Ron Paul himself has said the same thing time and time again. Is it possible that they're finally acknowledging it?
Well, you know, I think what explains a lot of it is that, you know, for most election years, whoever wins the popular vote in these primaries usually gets about that percentage of the delegates. But what people don't understand is those are two different processes, and one does not cause the other. So maybe in most years there's one candidate that's pretty far out in front of everybody else, and let's say he gets 60% of the popular vote in the primary or in the caucus. And then when they do sort out all the delegates, he's somewhere in the ballpark of 60%. Of delegates that vote for him. That may happen in other years, but, you know, like I said, one does not cause the other. The delegate process is completely separate. And I think what you're seeing this year is you've got a front runner, Mitt Romney, who probably has the least committed support of any candidate I can remember. I mean, Republicans, conservatives didn't really like John McCain all that much, and he beat the pants off Mitt Romney in the last go-round. So
that's embarrassing.
I mean, this is a guy that does not have committed support. Ron Paul, on the other hand, probably has the most committed supporters for any politician in my lifetime. And so you've got a mix there for the delegate process to turn out a lot different than the popular vote. You know, more people know Mitt Romney's name. They might be inspired to drive 15 minutes and pull a lever and drive home, but they're not committed enough to go through a very long and arduous delegate process. Ron Paul's people are. He's getting the delegates even when other people are winning the popular vote.
Yeah, we heard a lot of crying and screaming from the Rick Santorum campaign over Missouri. I think they said that Ron Paul basically wiped the floor and basically said, as Jesse Benton, his campaign manager, said, that Rick Santorum's running for beauty queen, not president.
Yeah, and you have to remember, in the previous article before this one we're talking about, you know, I defended the process being much more Republican than Democratic, and we live in a republic, and that doesn't mean everybody doesn't have an equal voice, not at all. Everybody has an equal opportunity to become a delegate. It's just a matter that some people don't care enough to go through that process. Now, whether they don't care enough to go through it for anybody, or whether it's just because these candidates aren't inspiring them, that's another story. But in any case, if you want to directly affect who gets nominated, you have to go down and become a delegate. And that rule is promulgated. It's stated clearly. Everybody has an equal opportunity to do it. So if all you do is vote in the straw poll and you don't try to become a delegate, then you can't really complain that you didn't choose the nominee.
Well, yes. But the interesting part, and there are many interesting angles and parts of the story that are quite unique, because on one level, it's not that there's never been a brokered convention, but I think it's been so long ago that it's kind of washed from the memory of even the news people when they're just kind of dismissing the context or concept out of hand.
Yeah, and you know, I've been actually had some replies from people that have tried have corrected me, and to be honest with you, I haven't researched whether they're correct or not. But they're saying what we should be calling this is an open convention rather than brokered. I'm not sure what the difference is, but I do know that in either case, after the first vote, you know, if let's say Romney doesn't have 1,144 votes from the first round, then even the bound delegates are unbound. And this is an even more interesting layer of the onion, so to speak, because you have to think, okay, a state like Florida here, where 50 delegates are all bound to the winner of the primary popular vote, you know, yes, they are bound to vote for Mitt Romney in the first, you know, the first vote at the convention. But who are these people? And who would they rather vote for? Are they Romney supporters, or are some of them Ron Paul supporters who will do their duty and vote for Romney in the first round, but if he doesn't get it, turn around and vote for Ron Paul? We don't know. Those are things we're going to find out at the national convention. We're going to find out who has the most delegates or how many delegates at the state conventions. We don't know that from the popular vote polls. So that 563 number for Romney is just pulled out of thin air. It's in completely unreliable.
It's purely speculative, and those that say that Ron Paul only has 50 delegates, also pure speculation based on the beauty contest numbers, not the reality, because as you found out and we're finding out in this election process in the Republican side of things, that winning the popular vote does not necessarily mean that you get more delegates or all the delegates.
You know what's funny is that the 50 that they're projecting Ron Paul to have, they're probably wrong about those, because those are based on what he did in the popular vote, and that doesn't mean anything. He may have a lot more than 50, but the ones they're giving him aren't even right. So, I mean, they just don't understand the process. They haven't taken the time to research it. And like I said, in most election years, it hasn't mattered. I think in this one, it's going to, because of, again, you've got one candidate who nobody likes. They're holding their nose to vote for him. You got another one where his people will never vote for anybody else, and they will go through the process, learn Robert's rules and everything else they have to do to become a delegate. And you just don't see that every year.
Well, and the campaign is actually showing numbers of Romney versus Obama and Ron Paul versus Obama. And Ron Paul seems to be polling better against Obama in a general election. So it kind of comes back to that electability issue. If you really are interested in beating Obama, how do you put up a guy like Romney, who was sort of the architect in Massachusetts for what later became Obamacare? I mean, how does he counteract that? I still haven't heard an efficient, effective answer from him as to how he could counteract that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't read minds, but I just can't. I'm right with you. I don't understand why Romney would emerge as somebody that the party wants so bad. I think he's well spoken. Obviously, the camera would like him, and he does have some kind of a presidential stature or whatever at the podium. But I mean, really, you know, he's going to get beat up on that. You know, when President Obama in a debate says, you know, you're saying the state government can do my program, but the federal government shouldn't. I just want to see people get health care. What's the real difference, Mitt? You know, and he's just going to get beat up over and over.
He's going to be up there on the stage going, can I ask Dr. Paul that question?
Yeah, right. You know, and really, Paul is the only one that could really call Obama on the carpet. I mean, on all these wars, you know, he got a Nobel Peace Prize. Uh-huh. And because these other Republicans are being so warmongering in their rhetoric, he might actually sneak in as the peace candidate again, even after starting four more wars. And I mean, that's the biggest travesty. Only Ron Paul could call him on the carpet for that without him playing clips of them saying bomb, bomb Iran. So, I mean, yeah, he's the only one that could actually win the general election, in my opinion. And why they're so behind Mitt Romney, I don't know.
Well, I think they want to lose. I mean, clearly they can't want to win, because unless they find out that the birth certificate is faked and they say Obama is not a real U.S. citizen, then there's no way I could see Romney winning. There's not enough Republicans alone, and the outrage and disgust is equal toward Republicans as it is to Democrats at this point. So by default, I would see winning. Now, there's another point of speculation I want to bring up here. I mean, I'm really glad we're able to get this, and some of the media is picking up on your article about this through the Washington Times, New American, and the New and World Report. But what about this? If we see the corruption that is becoming more evident within the GOP establishment on the state and local levels, in other words, outright fraud, that they're just stealing this from Ron Paul when he genuinely wins the delegates, they shut things down, they don't follow their own rules, would it be possible, in your mind, for him to then, at the convention, say, well, listen, I tried to run a fair campaign, I played by your rules, you did not. I'm taking my ball and I'm taking it out to the American people as a third party now, and I'm coming after all of you guys.
Yeah, I think that's always a possibility. I think he's got to weigh that against how much damage that might do to all the work he's done inside the party. I mean, he's really moved the party, even though it's not where you and I might like to see it. They're talking about things they've never talked about before. He has made some headway. And, of course, everyone speculates about his son running in 2016. You know, his son's a little bit more artful, a politician. Ron just tells you what's, you know, inside his heart. He doesn't care if he loses all his voters, yeah. You know. Rand is a little more artful, a politician, and could be a real player. So he has to think, well, I might be killing his chance if I torpedo the party now. So that's the decision he'd have to make, you know. I don't know what the best decision is, and thank God I don't have to make it.
Yeah, well, I don't see Ron making any kind of compromise in any area of principle. That's the thing that has drawn so many of the young people to him, and even those that are not young that recognize it. I talk with all the time, and they say it's incredible to meet a human being, much less a man, that's incorruptible in this lifetime, that they can see such a track record. And so to have him suddenly think in terms of, well, I'll compromise because my son might get to be president. My sense about it, even though he's a family man, that's just not the way he rolls, even with his own family.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is his supporters are a lot like him. And he's even said this on several occasions where they were bringing up the supposed deal with Romney. He said, look, I don't know what you think I can deliver, but if I support somebody who you know, is against all of the ideals that people support me for, I can't make them vote for him, and they probably wouldn't. You know, and that's what nobody understands, you know, that the people that support Ron Paul actually believe in something. It's not just an R in front of his name, and it's not just him. And no, they're not going to vote for somebody who's going to go start more wars overseas or raise our debt ceiling even more. They're just not going to do it, no matter what Ron Paul does.
Yeah, I can almost see, and this is just a let's just call it a GOP reality check, or let's say an entire Democratic Republican reality check, that if they try to play some kind of game at the Tampa convention where it's clear that they're violating their own rules, the GOP, just to prevent Ron Paul from winning a plurality of the, you know, the 1144, like on a second or third ballot, for instance, I could even see many of those Ron Paul delegates that are committed to him because of the principles and ideas and are not doing it just to put their wind up and say, I'm going to pick the winner. They could literally walk out of the convention and leave less than the 1144 total, even if they have left over everybody else. I mean, there are some amazing things happening when you talk about people that are willing to stand on principle, that it's hard to predict. Even the most outrageous and outlandish scenario could be possible, because these people are not likely to be swayed to do something by convenience or just so we'll win.
Yeah, it's kind of refreshing. And that's been another narrative coming out of the media, has been after his fundraising came out, it was a little lower in February than it was in January. And with the results of that latest primary, I can't even remember which one, I think it was Illinois, they were saying, oh, well, I guess the Paul supporters have kind of given up now. And I even got a request for an interview on behalf of Daily Paul to speak to them, when that's what they wanted to know. Are you guys ready to throw it in? What's next? What are you going to do after Ron Paul's out of it? And, you know, I said, no, we're not out of it at all. And I think a lot of people are going to feel very silly at the national convention after they've been running stories like this, and these people show up and they're all voting for Ron Paul. I mean, we know Iowa's going to go his way. I mean, the Republican chair there already said so. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen when it all comes out, but it will be a little more chaotic. It won't be the usual scripted kind of Roman spectacle that we usually get from these nominating conventions. I'd like to see some people yelling at each other and, you know, a little excitement for a change.
That'd be fun. Absolutely be fun. Listen, we're talking with Tom Mullen. He's the author of A Return to Common Sense. Reawakening Liberty and the Inhabitants of America. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to ask him a few more questions, including the title of the book. It intrigues me, and it should intrigue you as to why he named it what he did. We're going to get back to that and more. Healing on all levels, including political, on The Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
Is Ron Paul's Kung Fu better than the establishment GOP? And all of those delegates out there, you're listening. You are winning. We are winning, in fact, and no matter what happens, this was my message, Tom, when I was up at the Raleigh rally for Ron Paul. I said, no matter what, even if Ron Paul doesn't win the nomination or become president, we are winning. In fact, we have won, because there's no more that you can put that Liberty genie back in the bottle. It's been, you know, kind of hidden and shrouded in mystery and fog for 100 years, seemingly, as we've been kind of moving away from it. But the spark is relit, and there's no putting it out again no matter what. We see that. I sense that. I know it to be true. Now, the question is, what is going to be done to ensure that Ron Paul does, in fact, get the nomination? And, in fact, it is not over. And that's the basis for the article that Tom Mullen has written. It was picked up. A lot of outlets, media outlets, are also talking about it. And that's what we're talking about right now. Tom, again, thanks for being here.
Yep. Thank you, Robert.
Now, your book, A Return to Common Sense, of course, it goes back to, it harkens to Thomas Paine and his book, Common Sense. You're talking about a return to common sense, but I think the next line is rather fascinating and intriguing and interesting, and I don't know if people will pick up on it, but you say, reawakening liberty in the inhabitants of America. And the word inhabitant is rather interesting because most people think that they are residing and that they're residents. And I think there may be a reason that you didn't use the word residents instead of you used inhabitants. I thought you could elaborate on that.
Well, most of the reason I have to admit is that the original book was called Common Sense to the Inhabitants of America. So I basically was tagging on to the original title of the book, but there is something interesting there, which is that, of course, he wasn't writing to the citizens of the United States. They weren't there anymore. You know, there was no United States yet. And, of course, he really couldn't be writing to the citizens of Great Britain because they were in the middle of a war. They hadn't declared their independence yet, but they were kind of people without a country. So he's writing to the inhabitants of this land and saying, here's what we ought to do. And, you know, what I was saying to the inhabitants of America is, you know, we don't have to create from scratch a country that's based upon liberty. All we have to do is reawaken the idea again, because it is definitely asleep, as you said, it's in the lead end of this segment. I mean, I have asked people much smarter than me. You know, I've got a friend that's a nuclear physicist. I've got friends that are doctors. I've got friends that are all kinds of things. And, you know, what's the definition of liberty? And nobody can come up with an answer. That's really what inspired the book. I talked to several different people. Can you give me your definition? And I get some hemming and hawing, and most of them would say, you know, I guess I couldn't really define it without using the word freedom or liberty in the definition. Mm-hmm. And so that inspired the first chapter of the book called What is Freedom? And let's get ourselves a definition. And the thesis of the book is this, that once you understand what the definition is and its link and its to non-aggression, that, you know, it's the solution to just about everything that people think is a big societal problem. The high cost of healthcare, to the media, to six oil companies run the whole industry, to all these wars we have everywhere. Just about every single big societal problem can be solved by applying that one simple principle. And that's what the book was about.
Yeah, it's funny about defining words nowadays. People really make some horrible assumptions. At least the people you interviewed were honest enough to go, well, I really am not sure that I can do that. And I noticed that Ron Paul has brought this up on many occasions, and I brought it up in my speech to the Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul last weekend. The idea that the dollar, the word dollar, doesn't even have a definition in the, I guess you might call it the Code of Federal Regulation. I don't know where to look for it, but he's asked Ben Bernanke, Timothy Geithner. We're talking the head of the Federal Reserve, the head of the Treasury. Nobody seemingly can define it, although in my research, I go back to 1792 and look at the Coinage Act, and it's written right there. And to my knowledge, Tom, they haven't repealed the Coinage Act of 1792.
Well, I don't know if the Federal Reserve Act specifically repeals it or not. You know, it was originally a Spanish coin. I mean, that just shows you the American roots are that, you know, currency was free. People could use whatever they wanted. They used Spanish coins, they used French coins, they used Italian coins. And they actually picked out the Spanish dollar. Dollar is a Spanish word because they liked that particular currency and because it was being used so much. And, of course, it was made of silver or gold. So,
and specific grains, in fact, it was very specific as the definition. Now you go into the Internal Revenue Code or elsewhere, there is nowhere that it's defined. In other words, the fact that there's no definition makes it speculative as to what you owe or what you made or what you're dealing in. And Ron Paul has brought that up right in Congress when he's questioning the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Secretary, and none of them can't they come up with there? You think if anybody would know or should know, you think they would?
Yeah, I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know the answer to that. I haven't read every word of the Federal Reserve Act, and I hope I never do.
I can verify and validate for you, Tom, that they definitely did not repeal the Coinage Act of 1792 in that act. It's a sin of omission. They didn't even mention it.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that this was a fundamental fight. You know, as a libertarian, I often get the rejoinder, oh, I guess you don't drive on any of those government roads, do you? And I always say, you know, it's funny that you bring roads up, because this is one of the fundamental fights between the freedom-oriented people on Thomas Jefferson's side and the big government people on Alexander Hamilton's, is whether the government should build roads or not, you know, libertarians said, no, they shouldn't. The other thing that they said was there's no authority in the Constitution for a central bank. And people mistake the power to coin money and regulate the value thereof. They're not reading the words. Coin money means I can actually take gold or silver and make a coin out of it. Regulate the value doesn't mean make it go up and down. It means keep it regular. Make sure it doesn't go up and down.
Yeah, exactly.
And make sure that if somebody's passing coins around and saying they're dollars, they have, like you said, this many grains of fine silver. So that's what that means. And to try to make it mean something else is not honest, and it's incorrect.
Yes. Well, it's very important to understand that there's a history that we were not taught, purposefully so, I think. And that's why I love your book, Return to Common Sense, as much as I love Thomas Paine's book, Common Sense. And some would say it's uncommon sense nowadays to even have it. But when they pass these unconstitutional, let's say, I can't even call them laws, but regulations, etc., Ron Paul even says, listen, we don't have to repeal the Federal Reserve Act. He'd like to, but let's just legalize freedom. Allow the coins to, you know, basically circulate in competition with one another and let the people decide. And of course, they realize that would mean the end of the Fed, because nobody would trust the paper.
Yeah, that's one place where Ron Paul really is being an artful politician, because he says, look, I just want some competition for it. You can keep on printing Federal Reserve notes if you like. He knows the only reason that anyone uses Federal Reserve notes is because they're forced to use them. He also knows that when he says he wants to let young people opt out of Social Security and Medicare, that's the end of those programs too, because people only use those because they're forced to use them or participate. And it's funny because, you know, back 20, 30 years ago, we used to make fun of the Russians for building walls around their country. And, you know, I remember the Rocky movie. I don't know which one it was. And Paulie goes, you know, at least we don't have to build up walls to keep our people in. And, you know, everybody would laugh at that. But, you know, now here we are. Everyone's forced to do all these things. Now you're forced to buy insurance. You're forced to use this currency. You're forced to participate in their retirement programs and healthcare programs. And, you know, we don't see the irony there, that it's the exact same thing, and that the only reason people say they're any good is because they have no choice.
Yes, and given the freedom to choose, of course, that would transform the marketplace, if you will, not only for money but for many things, as you mentioned earlier, medical care as well. Almost anything you can imagine, if there's a problem, the solution is not more government intervention, it's freedom. It's allowing the market and the people to have the freedom to choose. But that's not something that is largely embraced anymore. That's why a return to common sense is so appropriate. And the good news message here today with you, Tom, is that just as we started our interview, the Ron Paul revolution is not over. It's just beginning. Long after Ron Paul's not around anymore, this is what he established for the youth to carry on in many ways, for young people to become actively involved in downsizing, if you will, the intrusive aspects of government, which are pretty much all of them, and limit it to that which was, let's say, written or ordained in the Constitution. That's anachronistic to some, perhaps, maybe even terroristic to the current administration, and maybe a little bit to the previous. But in reality, Ron Paul has said that if we do nothing, it's going to collapse simply because the debt burden is so large. And you mentioned the death of Social Security and these other entitlement programs. Ron's program, proposal to cut, a few billion right away, or trillion, whatever it is, to balance the budget in 3 years, not 30, is the only thing that would salvage and tide over those that are dependent upon those programs. Even Paul Ryan's plan, which takes 30 years to balance the budget, attacks immediately these social safety net programs, wrongly called, but that's what they're called. And, of course, that would make it impossible to pass. Whereas Ron says we can come together and downsize the military-industrial complex, not defense, but militarism, foreign interventionism, nation-building, policing the world. And yet many on the progressive left still don't get what Ron Paul is all about.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, it's funny that he's the one that's actually trying to make sure that, that these things don't end badly. I mean, they are going to end. I mean, anybody who's got any grip on mathematical reality realizes that those programs are ending. They're already taking in or paying out more money than they're taking in. So they're going away. And as you say, he's trying to see that we have a soft landing, that the people who really are the most dependent on don't get left out in the cold. But, you know, if we choose to ignore the problem and they do crash, I'm actually kind of optimistic in the situation of a crash. You know, people have this idea that without the government program, their, you know, grandma's going to be, you know, sleeping in a tent out at the curb. Not so. Human beings are not like that. It may take, you know, something dramatic to happen to make them go the extra yard. But I think somebody's going to open the door for grandma, probably grandma's grandchildren.
Right.
And we might see more families coming together to help each other out instead of, you know, apathetically letting the government take it because they just destroy everything.
Well, what about this ability to witness what's happened in history in times of crisis where people set aside petty differences and tend to reach out and help one another? Now, sometimes they say, well, it doesn't last. But at the same time, what other option is there when there's no longer the artificial intervention of a government that no longer has funds to come in and, you know, save you from yourself or, the theory of saving you from yourself? So I think you're right. In a real crash, ultimately, it will be beneficial because people will now have to become human again instead of relying on the artificial construct that government can save us from everything.
Yeah, you know, when you look at history, when the big empires have fallen, that's when the little opportunities for liberty have occurred. You know, when the Roman Empire fell, you know, all the different provinces that they governed, there were chances for liberty. It didn't always happen. Of course, when the Greek Empire fell, you had the Maccabean Revolt, and the Jewish people had an independent state for a while, but it was very oppressive. So it didn't work out so well there. Of course, much better than being under the Romans. But later on, you had the Italian republics. And, of course, all these were short-lived. So far, the United States of America has not been around all that long in the great course of history. And if there is some kind of a big collapse financially for the government and all these programs, I think you will see the opportunity for a little more liberty. I think it's a good thing. You know, it might be a little painful for a few years. Human beings are not going to let other human beings go down. You know, I think the conservatives are always focusing on they're so Christian, right? They focus on you're all sinners, but they forget about the light of the world and salt of the earth part of that message as well.
Yes.
You know, human beings are capable of good and evil, and it's usually when times are toughest that they shine the brightest.
Well, and that's what we see coming up, and that's why we're optimistic here, but we're also pragmatic and realistic that we don't want to paint a picture that would have you resting on your laurels. We want you to be prepared for anything, and that's what should be throughout history. History, if it's taught us anything, it's that. And, of course, even the religious texts all warn us about these things to be prepared. So, Tom Mullen, I appreciate you dropping by. Great news for all of you. Not giving up on Ron Paul. There's never time to give up on Ron Paul. There's always another day. There's always more liberty, more freedom to, let's say, spread around. And there's always a return to common sense. Tom Mullen, my dear friend, thank you for being back on the show today.
Thank you, Robert. Always my pleasure.
Liberty is alive and well here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as it always is. And it will be for one more segment today as we wrap it up after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic Immune Support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Innerfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Innerfood.com. That's Innerfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, all the links are up there at robertscottbell.com. Give me a call just like those did today. Joy, I appreciate the call, as well as Dexter. Thank you for calling in. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Remember, Nullify Now coming up this Saturday, March 31st in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Tickets are going fast. Go to nullifynow.com. Those links are up as well at the blog at robertscottbell.com. What else should we wrap up on? Hey, this is an interesting story about guns. Oh, don't talk about guns. New research shows that holding a gun makes you think others are too. What do you mean holding a gun? You hold a gun, everybody else is holding a gun because you're holding a gun? Well, evidently, you kind of look through the world through the glasses you're looking through, I suppose. So if you're wearing one or holding one, everybody else must be as well. But interestingly enough, wouldn't society be a much politer society, much more polite society, if you knew everybody carried a gun? And I know it's kind of weirdly dystopian and utopian all at the same time, depending on your perspective. However, the Second Amendment was all about, not hunting, but about protecting from an overgrown government that would usurp all of the rights of the people. And that was the reason for it. And that is the reason why they haven't taken every last one of them, because people are out there buying more guns than ever before. And remember, it takes someone to pull the trigger to make it work. So it's not guns that kill people. It's people utilizing them or anything else that do that. And violence, of course, happens in a society that no longer has nutrients in the food, like the GTF chromium, and that leads them into hypoglycemia, and then the animal brain takes over. So encourage anybody that is a gun owner to please, please, please take adequate quantities of glucose tolerance factor chromium every day so you can keep your cool and you won't be hypoglycemic carrying, you know, packing heat, as they say. But I am all for the ownership of firearms, as we have the right to keep and bear arms. I think we would be a much politer society, much less crime, if the criminals knew that at any point they could be taken out of the gene pool. All right, that's the harsh reality here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but the uplifting reality is that when you know how to defend yourself, you're less likely to have to utilize that which you have at your disposal for your defense, because you walk through life differently and people are less willing to mess with you in that case. That is how the immune system works, my friends. When it is so strong, no microbe can penetrate it. That is what we're talking about here. And many of the microbes you think are caught are actually created from within, because we already have the damage, the self-inflicted, I won't say gunshot wound, I will say vaccine wound, the self-inflicted antibiotic wound, the self-inflicted pesticide wound, all of these things that puncture us from the inside out that create the problem where the immune system is weakened by having to be on permanently. We don't do that here. We promote health and healing like no place else in media. By the way, if you haven't voted yet at the Alive New York website for the Alive Foundation, Robert Scott Bell Show up for Best Health Show of the Year, please link it through. I've got it up at robertscottbell.com. Until tomorrow, lots more healing to go. But in the meantime, just remember this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.